The Gunnison sage-grouse is known for an elaborate mating display, along with a ritual dance or strut. And of course there's the mating call, which sounds something like a sluggish drain. Delta County Administrator Robbie LaValle is familiar with the long battle to save the Gunnison sage-grouse, a species that lives in western Colorado and a sliver of Utah. As the regional range and livestock specialist for Colorado State University for 23 years, LaValle was closely involved in the 20-year effort by local governments to protect the bird.
The potential listing of the Gunnison sage-grouse as either a threatened or an endangered species has been on the county's radar since 1995. And the county was involved with the Crawford Working Group and the Gunnison Basin Strategic Committee. And it was primarily to build what we could at the local level as far as information, education, all the conservation work. And so it's been an ongoing effort just to improve what we have at the local level, to show the management at the local level can and has very successfully taken care of the Gunnison sage-grouse and the habitat related to the bird.
To protect the sage-grouse habitat, Gunnison County has moved roads and buildings and rerouted proposed roads. Montrose and Delta County have worked with the BLM to seasonally close roads. Many issues in the listing proposal have already been addressed, says LaValle.
There's a significant number of acres that are already conserved and being managed for the bird. That's through conservation easements, through candidate conservation agreements with assurances, through certificates of inclusion, and through federal land and state land ownership.
But despite these efforts, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in late 2012 proposed to list the Gunnison sage-grouse as endangered, saying the population has declined not near Gunnison, where more than 4,000 birds live, but in all of the smaller satellite areas. LaValle acknowledges greater success near Gunnison, but says the other areas have also shown a positive difference.
The population in the Gunnison Basin, and that's the core area, that's where 87% of the bird population is, has increased. In the Crawford population, the overall count has stayed steady. In the Pinyon Mesa outside of Grand Junction, it stayed steady. Some of the satellite populations down in the Paradox region, there has been a decline.
As the principal threats to the sage-grouse, Fish and Wildlife cites habitat loss, degradation, and fragmentation due primarily to development, along with the construction of infrastructure such as roads and power lines. Livestock can trample sage-grouse nests and nesting habitat. But LaValle says there are less obvious factors.
There's so much that's not known about this bird. You know, we had tremendous numbers when we had sagebrush lands that were in, when I put on my range hat, in an earlier seral stage. And so some of the research now is looking at, is this a bird that's more closely aligned with that early seral stage condition of sage? And we just don't know. To make a broad brush statement or broad brush litigation and say that would solve everything is not clearly understanding the complexity and is just using a hammer when we really need tweezers.
LaValle predicts that pressure to list the Gunnison sage-grouse will continue. The National Audubon Society has identified the bird as one of the 10 most endangered in the country. If granted, the listing would designate 1.7 million acres of critical habitat in Colorado and Utah. For KVNF News, I'm Marty Derlin.